Wait, why are we twins?
Dude, shut up. All right, hey
I'm so
everybody, what's
worried.
up? Welcome back to episode 9 of Out of Bounds. My name's Ryan. This is Marley. And yeah,
Who
we
am
just
I?
oh yeah. She's my girlfriend's sister. And we just come on here once a week to yap.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all. Thanks for coming. See you guys next week.
Dude, I did watch football last week.
Oh my God!
That's so rude. What did I watch? Oh, I watched the Eagles. I
Yay, Marley!
watched the Bills. Did I watch the Bills?
I watched all the games. I watched the Broncos go to 5-3. I watched the Niners beat the Cowboys. I watched the Commanders win off a Hail Mary
Oh,
against the
that was
Bears.
sick.
And like the clips of it make it so much funnier, like how the corner was talking shit, the Bears corner was talking shit to the Commanders fans, and then he's
I love the clip of Caleb Williams just walking off.
it was an awesome game. I watched the Lions absolutely just beat the brakes off the Titans. I watched the Eagles smoke the Bengals. Like there was a lot of good games last week.
Oh
I
yeah,
think
Eagles
this
and Bengals. I
yeah
did
that
watch that one.
That was a good one. I think there's going to be a lot of good games this week. I mean, first game this week was yesterday,
Yeah,
Jets
so
Texans.
for the people watching slash listening, by we, I mean me, I'm struggling to keep up with a rigorous schedule. So we are filming this on a Friday, the Friday after the beginning of week
Nine.
nine. Ten? Nine?
Nine. Nine.
Okay, so we're recapping week eight.
Yeah, and then we're gonna look into week nine. Look at
I'm
you
gonna
cut.
lose track
Look at you
of.
catching on. All right,
No, like,
anyways.
I'm just gonna lose track. Also, like, I really thought we already did week eight. And I'm saying we, I'm not saying the NFL. I'm saying like we, like me, the poster. Did I post something incorrectly?
Don't think so.
No, I didn't. It's just tripping me up.
Anyways, we're in week nine of the NFL. Obviously, the week nine started yesterday. Texans, Jets.
Okay, but we're not talking about week nine, we're talking about week eight.
We just finished talking about week eight. What do you mean? That was it.
No, I know, but this episode nine of the Out of Bounds podcast is supposed to be about week eight of the NFL.
Yeah, but we're also going to be looking at week nine.
Yes, that's correct.
But we just covered week eight. They're like, it's not like
Well, no,
some
I didn't
crazy.
cover it all. I have a few things I want to say. Okay,
Okay.
first of all, Jalen Hurts wears some fucking sick Jordan 4s, or like as Jordan 4 as I can be in cleat version. They're fucking sick, like the fucking
The
like
Jordan fours.
the green Jordan 4s. But I was watching the game and they like, I don't know, I guess he had a problem with one of his shoes and he took one off and they gave him like some random different shoe for like at least one play. And it was kind of funny.
Yeah, I think there was like a malfunction with the shoe, and then, yeah, with the cleat, whatever.
I think it's funny. I was watching it and I was like, bro, what?
It was funny, but then, like, he also had a fucking field day against the Bengals. And if you go back to last video, I did say fantasy wise he was going to be a monster, and he was. I mean, I didn't think it was going to be to that extent, but yeah, three rushing touchdowns and a passing touchdown. That's a real fuck you to whoever he played against. So, good luck
Sorry,
to all you fantasy managers.
I'm checking my fantasy team on how we did last
My
week.
fantasy teams, I mean, the one that I'm in with you, I don't really care about, but in the
Well,
other
that's
ones,
rude.
I'm 5-3, 4-4, and 7-1.
Okay, my fantasy. I am
Probably not doing so
five
well.
and three. And 3 and 5.
3-5 is not bad. You could pull that out of the fire. You could do some stuff with 3-5.
I'm not predicted to win this week.
Projections don't mean anything. But yeah, like real quick, just to go back, because now I'm actually curious to see who I said was gonna have big weeks last week, because now I'm gonna go look at it. So I said Josh Allen was gonna have a big week. Josh Allen fucked around and had a big week.
He's a big time player. He's
Big
always
time
gonna
players
have
make big
good
time
weeks.
plays.
That guy's my man. I
Yeah,
don't know what that was.
he had himself a real nice fantasy day. I think he had like 20, 22 points. Not bad. I said Jalen Hurts is gonna be good. Jalen Hurts put up freaking 35 points. Nice. And then who was the other guy I said was gonna be good? Did I say Baker Mayfield? I don't really remember
I don't think
the
you
other guys
did.
I said, but first off, don't be rude.
No, I like Baker.
Second of all,
I
I
loved him in
said,
his commercials.
second of all, second sec second of all, I said Jordan Love would potentially have a tough game, I think. I also did say that Tua was gonna have a tough game, and neither of them played well. So like basically I'm really good at this shit. And then on the running back side, I said James Cook was gonna be good. I said Josh Jacobs, if he played, was gonna be good. I said Bijan was gonna be good. All three of them had over 24 points. I'm basically him.
Okay. I
Like if
know
I'm
that we're
being.
not technically supposed to talk about the game last night that happened, but I do want to talk about the Jets dropping the ball before passing the line into the end
Yeah,
zone. I
shout out
don't
Malachi
understand how guys
Corley.
are doing that.
I mean, look, it's Malachi Corley. He's a rookie. That's to me, that's mistake number one.
Just
That's
hold
like,
on to the ball. Just hold it forever and never let it go.
See, that was my thing too, because like it's his first touchdown for me. Like, if I scored my first touchdown, I would want to carry that thing in with me, and then like you would not be able to
Frame,
take that
like put
ball
it in
off
a
me.
glass box and put it on the shelf.
Yeah, so we might have to wait a little bit longer for a Malachi Corley first touchdown, but
Yeah, we might have to wait to see him ever again.
yeah, I mean, look, we could talk about last night's game because whatever, we're on a different schedule this week. It's been a rough one, but
Wait, wait, wait. Sorry. Before we say that, another reason why we were on a different schedule is because Ryan is 1 year older. Happy birthday.
my birthday, thank you. My birthday was yesterday, Halloween baby. I've heard all the jokes. I've heard that, my birthday's on Halloween because I'm scary looking. I've heard my birthday's on Halloween because my fat ass loves candy. Like, I've heard all the jokes.
No one cares. I was
I
just trying to say happy birthday.
appreciate it. But yeah, no, last night's game, obviously, I didn't watch it because I was doing stuff for my birthday, as you do. But I will say I had my phone open on my lap on the real sports app, literally swiping constantly to be like, okay, who did what? Like, what's going on? And then, I put my phone away for a little bit. 20 minutes later, I come back. My buddy sends me two clips of Garrett Wilson, receiver for the New York Jets, with two just ridiculous catches. Yeah, so he had two freaking insane plays. No, his two catches, man. Holy fuck, were those crazy! I mean, one of them was like reaching back with a dude in his face, snags it, gets his shin bone in bounds. Like it was really crazy. It was a fun game. I mean, Texans were disappointing as hell. CJ Stroud was super disappointing, and I'm kind of hoping that next week he gets his shit together, because I'm actually gonna be in Houston next weekend for the Sunday Night Football game. Thanks
Houston
to
versus Denver.
the Detroit Lions.
Ooh,
A
that's a good
very,
game.
very highly anticipated matchup. All glory to my beautiful stepfather, the Frenchman.
My favorite person on this planet.
Exactly.
Je slay.
Exactly. So big shout out to him. But yeah, no, it's gonna be an
Was that a birthday
insane.
gift? But
I
was it a
mean,
surprise or no?
I was leaving the house to, I think, go to Lindsay before Mikado, and he goes, hey, we go to a football game next weekend. I go, okay. And then like 20 minutes later, he's like, let's go to the Texans game. Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay. So yeah,
Bro, what the hell?
I got the tickets loaded up. I was on the phone with Ticketmaster for like 49 minutes today trying to get the tickets, because for some reason on his phone it wasn't working. And then needless to say, I find out 50 minutes into the conversation with Ticketmaster that his stupid ass had his phone on enlarged text, so he couldn't see the add to Apple Wallet. So yeah, that was 50 minutes of my life wasted. But shout out to Ticketmaster, shout out to
No, no,
StubHub.
no, no. We're not shouting out Ticketmaster. You know why? Because today is
No,
November
no, no,
1.
no, no.
It
We're
is
not doing
November
that.
1.
We're not doing
It's
that. We're not
Taylor
doing
Swift
this.
month in
No, we're not
Toronto.
doing this. We're not
So,
doing
no, we
this.
don't shout out
No.
Ticketmaster.
Okay, we're
Fuck
not
you,
doing this.
Ticketmaster, for monopolizing this industry and making it impossible for me to go to a concert. Thank you.
Okay, no, we're not doing that. Thank you, Ticketmaster, for giving me very nice Houston Texans tickets on the
They didn't
cheap,
give
cheap.
you that. Your stepdad paid them money.
Yeah, but they don't know that. You don't have to say that.
Yes, they fucking do. They know. They're like, oh, this guy thinks we gave him tickets. No. Thanks for the money.
Anyways, Ticketmaster, if in the future you would like to send me tickets,
If you want to
I will.
send me to fucking Taylor Swift,
Can
I'll
you
shut
shut up?
up.
Can you shut up? This is a sports podcast. Enough of you.
She's sports adjacent. Everyone knows this.
No, she's don't ever. First off, it's hard for her to be sports adjacent when the athlete she's dating currently sucks at his job because of her.
I don't think it's because of her. I think it's because of his acting career that he's trying to embark on, which is like secondary to her.
I think Antonio Brown said it best on Twitter, where he said that Travis Kelce was washed and he needs to start dating black women again, because that's when he was at the peak of his athletic performance and he was the best tight end in the NFL. He's not
Are we
even a
gonna
top
have to
10.
cut that out?
No, I didn't say anything racist. Antonio Brown did. I'm just relaying the message.
Oh,
Shout out to CT ESPN. But anyways, yeah, it was a good week last week. Good way to start off this week. One thing I wanted to touch on about last week too is, I mean, I didn't read too much into it, but I mean, now I watch a lot of the Pat McAfee show. Shout out to Pat McAfee and all those guys, because their show is awesome.
I
And they
don't
were
know if
talking.
I can condone that endorsement. I haven't done a deep dive on Pat McAfee. Is he anything like Joe Rogan?
No, anyways, he was talking about Anthony Richardson last week, in the Colts' very, very, bitter loss, and how Anthony Richardson actually tapped out of a game. Did you see that?
No.
He ran around like he's supposed to, because he's the quarterback and he's an athletic one, and he made some guys miss. He gained a yard. It was a great play, though. He got up and apparently was very tired. And I think Pat McAfee said it best, where, you know what I mean? He was in the presser. They were talking to him, asking him why he tapped out. And he said, you know, I was tired. I did a lot of running, and then laughed and expected people to laugh with him. Like, dog, like, you are stupid. Like, you are
I don't think that
seriously.
that's that bad.
I think it's for someone to be making $6 million a year as a 22-year-old kid. You're drafted in the top three of your draft class to be this team's future and face. For you to turn around and say, "Oh, I'm too tired to go right now," like send out the old
No.
39-year-old quarterback. You don't deserve a fucking job.
I don't take it like that. I take it as him kind of calling out the offensive coordinator, calling out the receivers, like, he's not surrounded. Like, if he's running a lot, they're running the ball a lot. He's tired. Like, the whole thing with being a quarterback is it's supposed to be like a dynamic position where you're not running every play because that would be insane.
Okay, first off, Lamar Jackson runs like 17 times a game and he never taps out of a game.
Good for Lamar Jackson.
But this guy was meant to be a Lamar Jackson type of quarterback, a guy that can run, a guy that has a big arm. I mean, he didn't bring up the fact that he's been playing horrible quarterback recently, because he has the worst completion percentage in 100 passing attempts since 1994. He has a 48% completion percentage right now. He's playing dog shit football. Do I think it's unfair for them to just sit him now after 10 games of like a project quarterback to begin with? Yeah. But I think him tapping out of a game, like, yeah, I mean, he's sending a message to the fans and everybody in that organization that he doesn't care enough, and that's a bigger issue, because I've never seen that in my life. A quarterback go, oh, like, even when you look at the shittiest quarterbacks you've ever seen, none of them are like, oh, I'm too tired, let me tap out.
What is
Like,
the Colts record?
it's okay. I think they're 5-4.
I don't know. I mean, I
I mean, that was a big game too. Like, they would have taken the lead in the
yeah.
division and all this, and for him to tap out really speaks a lot to his character. And I mean, now he's
But
benched.
then you got to ask also, like, would you rather have your star player or like the center of your offense tap out because he feels like he can't at present play to the best of his abilities because of he's tired, whatever? Or would you rather have him play tired and be shit and maybe drop the ball, cause a turnover, fumble, interception, whatever?
Okay, first of all, I'm sure a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL play tired.
Yeah, I'm
Not
not
saying that
saying they
that's not a
don't.
possibility. I'm saying even when these quarterbacks are tired and play tired, they still manage to, march their way through and play a football game. And a lot of them do it at a very high level. For him to be playing quarterback at an awful level and to like have the nads to be like, oh, like I'm too untouchable. Let me go ahead and tap out of this game because they need me. Like, dude, you'll realize so quick in the NFL how quick they don't actually need your ass. It's going to be so funny when they drop him at the end of this season or next season when this continues to be an issue and they go draft a guy that actually wants to come in and play football. Because it's fucking ridiculous. I mean, earlier in the season, I think like 2 or 3 weeks ago, instead of talking to him about how terribly he's been playing, reporters are asking him about why he decided to cut his fucking dreadlocks off.
Yeah, well, that's on racism.
Okay, sure, but like at the same time, like for him to actually comment on that and give an actual like descriptive like, oh, like I was just thinking, blah 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 blah. Just be like, oh, I don't want to answer these kinds of questions. I'm trying to, you know what I mean? Get better. Like you have rookie guys in the league right now that like Bo Nix did not start the season off well. He runs the ball a lot, and he's probably plays banged up and all this stuff. I haven't seen him tap out of a game. But this guy's played 9 NFL games, almost the same amount as Bo Nix, and he's tapping out. It's fucking ridiculous. And I
Yeah.
mean,
He
I
should feel
think
like he has more to prove.
I and also it's not like he has to run around every 17 plays. The Colts have a great offensive line. If he had any kind of awareness, he would realize that he can sit in there and make some throws. It's just the issue is we've seen he can't really make those throws. But look, I mean, wishing him the best because he's super talented and he's super athletic and he's sick to watch. Like the shit he could do is pretty cool. But that to me is a real fucking fuck you to his team. That took him way
It's an
earlier
ick.
than
It's an
it's a
ick.
it is a Nick. It's you don't have the balls to go out there and take the licks that like Joe Flacco takes.
The licks.
Like a hit.
I know.
Joe Flacco's 37 years old and he gets smacked. But this guy doesn't want to do it. It's yeah, whatever. Anyways, moving on to week 9 of the NFL. We got some big boy games this week. Starting off in the 1 o'clock slate. We got Ryan's team, a team that's surprising a lot of people this year, the 5-3 Denver Broncos facing off against the 5-3 Baltimore Ravens. Now, let me preface. We're probably going to get boat raced. We're probably going to get smoked. They just lost a divisional game. It was a tight game. The offense didn't really play well. The defense didn't really play well. They have something to prove. The Broncos are probably going to get their shit smacked. With that being said,
What if they don't?
dude, if they don't. All I'm saying is, if they don't and the Buccaneers beat the Kansas City Chiefs this week, which I fucking hope, the Broncos are looking like the best team in that division. Granted, it's not a good division to begin with. I don't like the Chargers at all. I like Herbert. I don't like anything else. I also like Ladd McConkey because he's cool and he's a white receiver and he's dope, putting on for us white
What's your
boys.
deal with race? Positional race?
But
Come
no, it's just like,
on.
because with white receivers, it's always like, it's like, oh, like that guy, like what a little spark plug. It's like guys are racist in the NFL, like media guys, they're like, oh, like this guy's a gym rat. Ladd McConkey is like a stud. Like this guy's swaggy. Like he's not
His I
doing
love that his name is actually Andrew Ladd McConk, whatever,
Yeah.
because Andrew Ladd is a hockey player on the Winnipeg Jets.
Anyways, no one cares about that.
Someone does. Someone out there cares.
He just doesn't play like your typical white guy receiver. Because, like, all the white guy receivers I've ever watched were slot guys that played for the Patriots, and that was about it. And Adam Thielen. Those were the white receivers that
Julian
I grew up with.
Edelman.
Yeah, it was Edelman, it was Wes Welker, it was Eric Decker, and it was Adam Thielen. And all those guys played in the slot. They were all slow, good route runners. Ladd McConkey's got some quickness to him. He's slipping through tackles, he's juking guys out. Loving what I see out of Ladd McConkey. I hate the rest of that team. But yeah, we got the Broncos and the Ravens playing in the 1 o'clock slate. We also got the Chargers and the Browns, Commanders and the Giants, Cowboys, Falcons, Dolphins, Bills, which is going to be a fun little game. The
Dolphins, Bills, let's
yeah,
go.
the matchup between your two favorite teams. We also got the Pats and the Titans, Raiders, Bengals, Saints, Panthers. So that's the 1 o'clock slate. obviously some of these games are
Did you
real
say
poop.
Raiders Bengals?
Raiders, Bengals, and
I
San.
really want the Raiders, I mean the Bengals, to be good. Like,
Yeah, that would be really cool. I also have a friend that's a Bengals fan, and he's really annoying. So
I
the Raiders beating the Bengals would be hilarious. But yeah, there's some good games in that 1 o'clock slate. I'm a big fan of the 4 o'clock slate because in that slate we got the Bears and Cardinals, which I think could be a freaky little matchup, and it could be nice. We got Jags versus the Eagles, which I think is just going to be like an ish high scoring game, but the Eagles
Yeah.
are probably clearing by
It's gonna
14
fucking,
points.
it's gonna be a, what is the thing you call it?
Boat
A
race?
shootout.
Oh, shootout. Yeah, it's not going to be a shootout. It's just like I think the Jags are just good enough where they'll be able to stay afloat, but the Eagles are way better, so they're going to be able to pull away. But it's going to be a fun one.
I've always liked Trevor Lawrence.
Course you do. Then we got a divisional matchup again, Packers Lions, another divisional matchup, Rams Seahawks, Colts versus the Vikings, which could be a frisky little matchup, and then the Monday night game, Buccaneers versus the Chiefs.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That
That's
is
a
a really
great
good
one.
one. I'm looking forward to that one.
Me
I
too.
think if Baker is able to pull this team with no solidified number one wide receiver out of the mud and get a win against the Chiefs, I think that's like lifting him into those MVP talks, and it's definitely warranted because he's been playing some crazy football. But yeah, I mean, hey, look, the Chiefs are in for some rough games ahead. They play the Buccaneers this week, and the next week they play the number two defense in the NFL. Do you have like NHL stuff that you want to talk about before I get into fantasy, or you don't care?
Cole Caulfield is on fucking fire.
Yeah. What is it now?
Lane,
12? 12 and 11? Is it
10 goals in
12 goals
11
in 11
games.
games? Okay.
Or no,
Yeah, I
sorry, it
saw
might
some
be
shit.
10 goals in 12 games, but there's a goal, there's like a 4-game streak or something.
Because I saw he's like fourth in betting right now for the Maurice Richard.
Well, yeah, because he is tied for the league leader and goals, unless Nico Hischier scored more last night. But
I thought about putting a tasty little $20 on him winning the Maurice Richard, but like not gonna happen.
no, I don't think he's gonna, like, listen, I think he's gonna hit his own career high. I mean, I think his career high is 28. Like, he's already at 10. Like, exactly. I
The
think
Habs
he's,
are so shit, dog.
I
Like
know.
they're so bad.
I totally think he gets to 50, but we're not in the days of 50 goals being enough to win the Rocket. It's you need to get 70, 75. So I think he's gonna slow down, like probably middle of the year. Like maybe he'll have a like a slump in like February, but like he's killing it. Lane Hutson's still chasing his first goal, but climbing it in with points, like points on points on points on points.
Yeah, he just gets a shit ton of assists, eh?
Yeah,
That's
like
my
last night
boy.
he was so close to his first goal,
I know, I
like
saw.
the shot that like just got tipped, which I
Yeah, I
mean, who
saw.
knows if that shot made it through without getting tipped would have got in, but still, the Habs as a team are shit though. Like they just absolutely, I think the quote from head coach Marty St. Louis was they puked on themselves in the third. That's from last night's game, Thursday night game against oh my God, I was watching the game. The
The
Capitals, the Capitals.
Capitals.
Yeah, so
And how about that boy, Alex Ovechkin?
he's got
One
three
goal,
goals
two
on the year.
assists.
Yeah.
One goal, two assists yesterday. Yeah.
Absolutely unreal. 5-point night for a guy who's 39 is insane.
I just said 3-point night.
I thought you said one goal. Oh, I like can't count.
One goal, two assists. By the way, that equals three for all of you out there that can't count like Marley.
Yeah, regardless, a 3-point night for a 39-year-old is also sick. But anyway, so yeah, he's got three goals, putting him just a wee bit closer to Gretzky. But what was I saying? Oh yeah,
He's gonna get there.
Marty St. Louis said that the Habs puked all over themselves in the third period last night, which they did. I mean, the game is one, so the game was 1-0, and then the Capitals scored a second goal, and it was 2-0, but then it was called back for offside, which obviously like changes momentum hugely. Then the Habs score two really quickly. It's 2-1 for them. Then by the end of the second, it's 3-3. And then before you know it, final score is 6-3. Like the Habs just absolutely shat on themselves in the third. And like, I think that they're dealing with a lot of, like, I don't even know if it's effort issues, if it's just like certain pieces not clicking. Like, I don't really know. I mean, I know for me, like, in my opinion, goaltending is a huge weak spot, but
Just wait till
that'll.
Jake Fowler, baby.
Jacob Fowler is coming. He's coming. And like, we got to be a little bit more patient. And then, like, the defense is very young. And then you've got a few guys up top who, like, seem to be having, like, scoring issues. Like, I mean, Josh Anderson barely scored last year, but, like, I think he's doing better. Like, I don't know. Like, there's a few pieces in there that seem like they don't fit with the rest, and they're gonna have to figure it out. Like, either they start winning now, or, like, come the deadline, they ship off guys like David Savard, maybe even Yoel Armia. Like,
Here's the real thing though. Like, what if next year when Jacob Fowler and Demidov come in, what if they're shit?
I'll kill myself. No,
Like,
I
what if
don't know.
Jacob Fowler,
I don't,
what
first
if
of all, I
Jacob
don't know if Jacob
Fowler,
Fowler's coming in next year. Like, I don't know. Maybe he's coming in the year
but
after.
regardless, when he does come, what if Jacob Fowler is like another Jake Allen?
No, because Jake Allen was never touted as being a Jacob Fowler.
So no, but like, what if Jacob Fowler? It's like he just can't make it work in the NHL, and he's literally Jake Allen.
No. I mean, what if? Like, that could happen. Anything could happen. Like,
Like, what if
you.
Demidov comes in and he's like the next, like Maxime LaPierre?
No, I think
Like, just a non-factor
you're thinking
always.
of like a Nail Yakupov.
Sure, whatever. I just don't
But
remember. I just don't remember LaPierre being that good.
I think it also depends, where was LaPierre drafted? Like, was he fifth overall? No.
Demidov was fifth.
Yeah.
Call this. Yeah, he better fucking be good.
He looks unreal in the KHL for SKA Petersburg. Yeah, I know what team he plays for.
CSKA Petersburg. That's how you would say that in KGB.
The KGB doesn't exist. It's me trying not to alert the Russians, okay?
Okay, but like, what are they gonna do? Come to Canada?
I don't know. I don't want to find out.
You think, first
But
off, do
I'm
you think
part
any of them are
Russian.
also do you th so am I? And dude, do you think any of them are watching this in the first place?
No, but you better make sure you and Lindsay aren't related. Because, like, you guys have the same complexion and you're from the same countries.
Whatever, dude.
I'm being fully
Oh
serious.
wow, so that's what's happening in the NHL now, right? Oh wow, that's so cool. All right, anyways, let's get back to the NFL
Okay,
for a
no, I'm not
second.
done. I'm not done. I'm not done. I'm not done.
Oh.
What else? I got a random. On a random Tuesday, the Habs also got their asses, like, I don't even want to say whooped because it's beyond a whooping. Like, they were violated by the Seattle Kraken in an 8-2 loss.
How do you lose to a team called the Kraken?
And Brandon Montour scored a hat trick.
Is his name not Braden?
I'm pretty sure it's Brandon. I have him on fantasy. Let's see. B Montour is Brandon. I was right. Fuck
Okay.
you.
But like, does that show you though how weak your mental is though for me to literally question his first name and for you to have like half a panic attack?
Yeah, like, mentally I'm not doing well. In terms of, like, I'm so happy, my life is great, but I'm spent. I'm so tired.
Aw, whittle baby, welcome to the wheel world.
Shut up. No offense, Ryan, but you're not in the real world yet. Just because you're 24 and you go to school and have a job. One, you work in retail, which, like, is not for the faint of heart, and I'll give you that one.
First off, working in retail is easy. Second off, if I had a
I just
job,
said that it's not easy.
I just said it is. And
Oh, well, then you're an asshole.
second of all, I would also love working the kind of jobs that you and Lindsay do. Like, I need that kind
You
of
have
structure in my
no
life.
idea what either of us
I'm
do.
sure it's very difficult. I'm just saying structure-wise, like, I feel like that's going to be extremely beneficial for me and I'm going to enjoy it.
There's no structure to my job
No,
sometimes.
I mean like schedule wise.
Yeah, I'm saying, well, I mean, you saw today, I rescheduled this three times because my job has actually been extremely unpredictable
Okay, but
in terms of
I'm also
schedule.
not going to be producing TV shows or whatever the ball sack you're doing.
I actually like my job. It's just like stressful, and like sometimes you have to like take a step back and go like, are we saving lives? No.
Nope.
We're making a
You're
TV
really not.
show. And
Yep.
I'm not even making the TV show. I'm just fucking marketing it on social media.
Exactly.
Can you take that fucking hat off?
It looks cool. It's just an aloe hat.
Gay.
You mean sexy? I literally
Gay.
walk around with that hat and women literally ovulate on impact.
No, they don't.
That's literally true. Anyways, moving on. I wanted to do a quick little Ryan's fantasy corner because I don't have a lot of time, so we gotta kind of kick this thing into high gear. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna do the same thing as always. Everybody knows the deal. I'm gonna give three guys that are gonna boom big time this week. One guy that flies under the radar that I think is going to be pretty monstrous, and one guy that I think is going to be a big time letdown. So let's get into it real quick for the quarterbacks. For the quarterbacks, two guys, three guys, sorry, that I think are just keep them in the lineup, must starts, gotta have them. Give me Jalen Hurts, give me Joe Burrow, give me Tua Tagovailoa. I like a lot of their matchups. I like Tua in a divisional matchup. I like Jalen Hurts against the Jaguars. Like I said, I feel like rushing touchdown imminent, maybe a couple passing. I like that matchup. I also like Joe Burrow in a must-win situation back against the wall. What does he do? I'm thinking he throws for a shit ton of yards and touchdowns. One guy that flies under the radar a little wee bit that I think is going to have a super spectacular game. Give me Kirk Cousins against Dallas because that defense sucks. And then one guy that I think is gonna be a super freaking letdown. I would have said CJ Stroud, and I would have been right because he was not good at all. But I'm not gonna do that. Instead, I'm gonna look the way of Justin Herbert against the Cleveland Browns. I think doesn't have a whole lot of weapons around him. Cleveland Browns defense is decent. I think they're gonna lose, and I just don't think he's gonna have that great of a game. But I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Then for the running backs. Three guys, don't even think about them. Just leave them in that starting lineup and watch the fruits of your labor come into fruition. That was a lot of words right there. And Marley's taking a sleep because she's a bitch. All right, anyways. Three guys, give me Bijan 100%. Give me Kyren Williams 100%. And last but not least, I would take either of the Lions guys against Green Bay, and I'm also taking Devon Achane against the Buffalo Bills. I like every single one of those players. In terms of guys that I would probably think about fading this week, give me Jonathan Taylor. I think the Colts offense is going to have, maybe a little bit of troubles moving the ball against a tough Minnesota Vikings defense. And then a guy that flies under the radar that I think is going to absolutely ball out this week. Weirdly enough, give me Tony Pollard against the Pats just because I think the usage is there and I think Tony Pollard's a stud. Oh, look at you. You came out of your little cocoon, Doofy. All right, let's keep it moving. I'm not going to do
Are
tight
you fucking
ends.
done yet?
I'm just going to do receivers. That was rude. I'm just going to do receivers. I won't do tight ends. Tight ends are fucking crapshoot, anyways. So for the receivers. Again, don't question these guys. Just let them rock. Give me Ja'Marr Chase. Duh. Give me AJ Brown. Duh. Give me Drake London. Duh. Give me Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp. Everybody involved in that game, honestly. JSN, DK if he plays. One of the top guys that I think is going to disappoint a lot of people. The interesting thing is, I would have said Garrett Wilson, but I would have been super fucking wrong. So instead, let's give you guys something that's going to be right. And I'm going to say Zay Flowers, Devontae Smith, DJ Moore, keep them on your bench. I don't like any of those guys this week. And a closer to the bottom-ish tier guy that I like a lot this week and I think is going to be a stud, I'm going to give you two. I like Jalen Waddle and I like Wan'Dale Robinson. I think the Giants Commanders game is going to be a fun one. And I think Tua needs to kind of explore Waddle a little more than just force-feeding Tyreek and running and sliding. But thank God he's sliding now. I saw Tyreek give him a round of applause because he slid like every other quarterback in the fucking league does. So congrats to Tua for not having another brain hemorrhage. And yeah, that about rounds it up. And we just keep it pushing. And now you have nothing to fucking say. All right, so I'll continue. Again, we don't usually talk about this sport. We don't have to talk about it too much, but obviously, World Series wrapped up. Dodgers won the World
Oh my God,
Series
I watched that.
off a colossal blunder by the New York Yankees, gave up a 5-1 lead
Yeah.
because they
Oh, it was actually
suck.
5-0 at one point.
I think it was 4-0, and then it was 4-1, and then 5-1. No, or was it just
No, it
five
was
nothing the whole
five
time?
nothing. I was watching, I
Okay,
swear.
I believe you. I didn't watch. I will definitely watch next year though because I wanted to, and I just always forgot.
Be
But
like, oh, shucks, I missed the World Series. Better watch it next year.
yeah, well, yeah. I feel like I know it's every year, and it sounds stupid of me to say. I literally feel like the World Series happens more often than the Super Bowl in my mind. I always hear about the World Series more often than the Super Bowl, but it's because it happens sooner, and then the baseball season's so fucking long. But yeah, no, definitely want to get a little more into baseball, and I would definitely like to watch
Are
World
you
Series moving
gay?
forward.
You want to
No,
look
but
at
like
those butts and the tight pants? Like, the fuck is
Well, no,
wrong with you?
the only team I would care to actually like follow is the Blue Jays.
They're so bad.
Yeah, I know. But they got some fun players that I like.
Yeah, Bo Bichette and Vladdy
Vladdy
Jr.
and George Springer.
Yeah, whatever.
And that
Whatever. I
and
did
that
watch a
does it.
documentary about the 2004 Boston Red Sox that like actually taught me
Oh
quite a bit
wow.
about baseball.
Oh wow, cool, Marley. All right, moving on.
No, I think that's sports related, and I'm just saying like it's a Netflix documentary about like how the Red Sox were cursed and doomed, and they never beat the Yankees, and they're the curse of the Bambino, and they overcame it in 2004, and like everyone was fucking thrilled, and that's that. And the guy who was managing that team was younger than you.
Whoa.
I
So
think.
23?
I think. No, I don't think he was 23. That would be crazy. But he was 20. No, he was like 29 or something. Like youngest baseball GM in history when he took office. His name was something Jewish. Theo Epstein.
Oh, was Theo Epstein related to
Don't say
Jeff?
Jeffrey Epstein.
Was he though?
I don't know. I hope not.
Can we find that out?
I don't know if he wants you to find out.
He's dead.
No, I'm talking about Theo. I'm just saying that I don't think Theo Epstein wants people to think he's related to Jeffrey.
Who cares? He's probably dead. Oh, wait, you're talking about 2004. So never mind.
So no, Epstein was not dead in 2000.
I meant Theo. Oh, you're so.
Theo Epstein has never been dead.
I understand. Okay, anyways, moving on. I think that about does it. All right.
No, I have a
Anyways.
few things I want to say.
Okay, but like hurry it up though.
The Four Nations face off is coming up. It's gonna be sick. You should get tickets if you can.
I will try. Probably not, but I'll try.
The World Juniors are coming up.
Okay.
No, everyone cares.
No, but I don't. I said
I
I
know,
don't.
but I'm telling you that they're coming up. The roster was announced today. The World Juniors are really fun because it's your chance to really see guys who are going to get drafted at the end of this year on the big stage, and it's always fun. And there's also like
Yeah, but
prospects that have already been drafted. So,
it's also like who cares? Because even though I'm seeing them and oh cool, they're getting drafted later in the year, I'm not seeing them in the NHL for another 4 years.
not necessarily the guy who goes first overall could be.
I don't give a fuck.
No, like Connor Bedard was in that tournament a few years
That
ago.
was
Like, and
different. That's
it's no, but
different.
yeah, but it's the same idea, right? You're trying to see who the next one is.
But like that's the thing, is he was like the actual like
Yeah.
That was the that's
But
the
there's
people were like,
always a
this is the
next
one for
one.
the no, but
Yes,
not
there are
to that
different
extent.
categories, right? Like,
People were
there's.
like, this is the next top guy for the next like at
Yeah,
least
he's the next
5 years.
McDavid. Yeah, it's like Connor McDavid was the next Crosby. Connor Bedard is the next McDavid. And
Who
who
was
knows who's going to
Crosby?
come next? Crosby was.
Crosby was the next.
No, he was the. Like, I guess maybe he was the next Lemieux, but like, I think Crosby was in a league of his own. Like, he like came into the league at a time where things were changing so much that there hadn't been anyone like him.
He was
Like,
so
maybe they
good.
were calling him the next Gretzky, but that's pretty crazy because he's more of a. Like, he's. Di it's different.
See, like, that's why I hate hockey, because there's like, you're never gonna see someone. You know what I mean?
I
Like
think
you
you could say
see,
that for all sports. Like the way things
no,
change.
you can. Some guy is some weirdo can fuck around and accidentally fall into like seven Super Bowls, and bing, he's right up there with Tom Brady. Like some weirdo receiver could play from the time, like if Ryan Williams joins the NFL when he's 19 and plays till he's 40, he can pass Jerry Rice in something, maybe, if he's crazy like that. You know what I mean? Like there's weird things that can happen in other sports. Fucking LeBron just played 22 seasons in the NBA and he's gonna play 23 probably. But like you're not gonna see a guy be Gretzky.
I mean, we are literally about to see a guy
No,
beat
no, 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 no,
Gretzky.
no. In literally one specific thing, you're not
Yeah,
gonna see
but it's.
someone beat him in the overarching, like you're not gonna see someone pass him in points.
I don't know, maybe. Like, I don't know what the standings are. Like,
Bitch, you're crazy.
you never know, especially because like Gretzky played at a very specific time. Where it's like the way the NHL changes, we go through these lulls where there's like lower scoring periods. Like, so the early 2000s were like a much lower scoring period than we're in now. We're in like more of an age of higher scoring, but whether it's because the sticks are unreal, whether it's because the goalie pads are more regulated in terms of sizing, because if I don't know if you remember the early 2000s, guys had these massive pillowy pads and these huge chest protectors, and there was lower scoring.
Or maybe it's just because the players are better now.
That too. Like it's also, but it's like you got to take it all into account. Like players are faster than they've ever been. The equipment is better and lighter than it's ever been. Like
No, but that's the same in every sport, though.
exactly.
But what I'm saying is, like, if you ask people who the GOAT is of football, everyone's going to be like, well, you can't ask that type of question because you got to go by position.
I
And then
agree
even.
with hockey too. It's
But
the
wait,
same thing.
if you ask a consensus amount of people who's the greatest football player of all time, tell me right now or I'm going to shiv you, right? Type vibe. Everyone's going to be like, but you can't say that type of thing because you got to go like, who's the best QB? Who's the best running back? If you're going overarching, probably Tom.
No,
Cool.
but then it's like,
Up, up, up. I'm still talking real quick.
are you
If you.
really counting the championships as being the best ever? Because some of that is luck.
Okay,
Being on a team that's been good for X
I'm
amount of
still talking.
years, I
By the
don't
way,
care if you're talking.
I'm still talking. And also, Tom Brady is 100% the GOAT because he also has every single stat you can ever ask for
I'm
in
not saying
ever.
he's not. I'm just saying, like,
I know what you mean. But anyways,
in
like
hockey,
in
there's a lot of like guys who are so great, and we're just never on a team that was good enough to win or never got past a certain threshold. Like,
I'm not even talking about the
for
rings.
example, who's played the most games in the NHL? Patrick Marleau. He has not won a cup.
I'm not talking about cups though. I like if you look at basketball, you ask people who the greatest basketball player of all time, you got people that think it's Bron, you got the people that think it's Jordan, Kobe, blah 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 blah. You ask people about soccer, people think it's Ronaldo, people think it's Messi. If you ask 10 people who is the greatest hockey player of all time, every single 10 person is going to say Gretzky, and if they don't, people are going to be like, "Are you stupid?" Like, look, I never watched Gretzky play, and if someone asked me who my GOAT is, I would have said Ovechkin, right? That's my GOAT hockey player of all time. But if someone just asked me objectively who's the greatest hockey player of all time, I have to say Gretzky because it's no one
Yes,
can wear the
it is
number
more
99.
unanimous. It is more
No, no
unanimous.
one is allowed to wear his number. That literally makes it clear. Like in basketball, it's not like no one's allowed to wear 23 or 6 or blah blah blah. And football, no, it's not like no one's allowed to wear number 12. You are literally not allowed to wear 99.
I know, but also like it's an iconic as fuck number. Like it's not like it's like, oh, let's retire number five. Like it's 99, you know?
Yeah, but what if his number was number one?
Number one's typically a goalie number.
I'm gonna fucking fight you.
No, because you know you can't fight me because as a football guy, you know the numbers are positional.
I know they are positional, but like also hockey numbers are weird.
Yeah.
Because like winger numbers are like in the tens.
No, see, that's the thing is hockey doesn't actually have positional numbers. It's just like
No, but
personal
when I
thought.
think about guys in on the wing, it's like, well, they were number 10, they wear 20s, and then they wear 80s. But then you have douchebags like Evgeny Malkin who wear number 71. Then you have
Is
Ovechkin who
that a
wears this.
douchebag thing or is that
No,
like
it's. But here's the thing: we know,
originality? You know who
but
else wears number 71? Macklin Celebrini, bitch.
I don't care about Malkin Celebrini, and the only reason people like number 71 now is because of Malkin.
Probably.
It's like
But
weird
you
to
know
think
who's
about,
the
right?
only person in the NHL to wear 87?
Because no, but like it's such a weird thing, right? Like in like imagine Demidov comes in, right? And Demidov wears number 39.
No, but that's Matvei Michkov, what he's wearing right now in Philly. Like, it's random.
Okay, I'm gonna fucking fight you. What if Demidov comes in and he wears number 50? Number 50 on the dot.
Yeah, that's fucking weird. I
But
agree.
imagine he goes down as like a top 10 player of all time, and then all the new kids want to wear number 50. Like that's such a weird
Well,
fucking
the
thing to think
question
about.
is was he assigned 50 and does he keep 50 past his first season? Because oftentimes rookies will come in and they're assigned a random number, and by the next training camp, they've switched it.
You're so fucking annoying.
Why? Because I have actual fucking answers that make
No, it's
sense
because like you're
and
not letting
discount
me.
your theories?
It's because you're not letting me dream.
Shut the fuck
I.
up. You could say that a lot of kids are going to start wearing 98 because of Bedard. That's absolutely
Thank you all for joining us for episode 9 of Out of
true.
Bounds. I have been Ryan. This has been Marley. We just want to take a brief moment to thank our sponsors,
We don't have
Ticketmaster.
fucking sponsors, Ryan. Just tell them to watch football and watch hockey and watch whatever fucking sport you like, unless it's golf, because then you're a loser.
Hey, you know what? We don't discriminate. Watch any sports you want.
No,
If
we
you got.
discriminate against people who watch golf.
Anyways, thank you guys for joining us. We do appreciate, all four of you.
If you guys could actually, all four of you, if you could like rate, leave a comment,
Yeah. Oh, actually, leave a
like,
you know what you're
if
gonna
you
do?
could share the podcast, you could say, hey everyone, I actually like this fucking podcast.
But
Because
also,
honestly, not
no.
only,
Also,
hang
what you
on,
guys are
not
gonna do?
only is
Also,
it because I
no.
need,
Hang on, hang on.
shut
Also,
up,
what you
shut up,
guys are gonna
shut
do?
up, shut
What
up.
you guys are gonna do is in the comments, you're gonna comment and say, "Wow, that Marley girl's a bitch."
No. Okay, what I was gonna say was something like
And if
more
you do it, I will.
heartfelt.
And if you do it, I'll Venmo you $10.
You don't have $10, and Venmo isn't a thing in
I'll
Canada.
each transfer you $10.
What I really do want is for you to like tell your friends if you actually like it. Comment if you actually like it, because I need that motivation to keep going. I'm gonna be so for real. I need validation
What an
in
attention
order to
whore.
keep going.
What an attention whore. Am I right, ladies and gentlemen? All
Thank
right.
you for
Anyways,
listening.
yeah, thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. Have a good one and make sure that you're here at this time next week to tune in to episode 10.
Whenever the fuck this time is, because I know it keeps changing. Woo! Thank you for listening. Bye.